I would like you to turn with me to Psalm 38. We'll look at that text by way of invitation. In 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, the Apostle Paul talks about the godly sorrow of the Corinthians. And that godly sorrow led to repentance. Sometimes individuals ask the question, what is godly sorrow? And perhaps it's easier to describe it rather than to define it. And the psalmist does a good job of describing it here in this particular text. So we'll begin reading in verse 1, go down through verse 10. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor is there any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants. My strength fails me. We could go on through the entirety of that and look at the discussion of godly sorrow, but you find there in that description, I think very clearly, how overcome the psalmist is with regard to his iniquity and the realization of what it is that he has done. And I hope and pray that each of us, when we are overcome by temptation and we sin against God, that some of these same sentiments, if not expressed, will at least be in our heart as we recognize that we have sinned against God. Now, one of the things that happens typically with regard to the Psalms is that the psalm, any particular song that is found in the book, ends on what we might refer to as an upbeat note. There is something of that here in the particular text. If you'll notice in verses 21 and 22, he says, "Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation." What this is a recognition of is that salvation is found in the Lord and the realization that no matter what the sin may be, if we are truly sorrowful and we truly petition God for forgiveness of the sins that we have committed, that God will indeed forgive us. And that's certainly the promise that we have as Christians. The sorrow has to be there. The true repentance must be present in order for God to forgive us of our sins and to save us from those sins that we've committed against Him. And so as we offer an invitation at this time, I want you to be mindful of those things. If you're not a child of God, never became a child of God, never been obedient, you have never ultimately submitted yourself to God's will and expressed or shown ultimately that godly sorrow and that desire to turn away from sin and turn to Him. Think about it. Examine your heart. It's my hope and prayer that you will indeed be overcome with godly sorrow, that your iniquities will indeed bear heavy upon you, so that you will turn to the Lord where salvation is found. If as a child of God you have faltered in some way, you need to get your life right with Him, we offer that to you as well. Remember, godly sorrow leads to repentance, and repentance leads to salvation. If we can help you and assist you in any way, answer that invitation call this evening. We offer it to you now. We ask that you come. While together we stand, while we sing.